It was incredible. It was incredibly stressful, actually, since anybody who's ever caught one by themselves knows there's a million ways to lose them. I knew it was a good fish when I got it on. I didn't know it was that big until the first time I got it to the boat. He came up to the boat, I'm guessing, 6 or 7 times, and every time I got him to the boat, he was sideways. And when you're by yourself, you have to lift up with the rod and get the net under him, and the only way to do that is when their head is facing you. So he just kind of ambled off, and he would take out 40 feet, and then he would come back, and then he would turn his head away and leave again. And then he went under the boat twice, had to, you know, push the rod down in the water and walk him around the motors twice. And I think I drove around him 3 or 4 times trying to keep him on the side of the boat. The peanut gallery had a good time. The Odin was there. They were all laughing and encouraging me, and Stevie Burrell and a bunch of other people were there too. Of course, I wasn't paying them too much attention at the time, but I finally got it in the net, and it was, 30, 40 minutes. But I think I lost 6 pounds just a nervous sweat.
Can you give a general area? Were you out in Frederick Sound? Or?
Oh, everybody knows where I was. We were on the north wall of Farragut Bay, outside the bar, about a third of the way out to Bay Point.
Okay, and can you reveal any other secrets, whole herring or plug cut or anything like that? Or?
Well, let me think. Mark Severson taught me how to bait, so I bait the same way Mark does, whole herring, toothpick, and a number 2 fastener, nose clip, green herring,
okay.
60 feet on the line counter. I was fishing same place everybody else here was fishing pretty much. I just happened to luck into him.
You knew it was big when you saw it, and when you got into the boat, did you know it was a contender?
You know, I knew it was over 40 pounds, but it didn't bleed. You know, I bonked it, and I had to cut his fin off, and he didn't start bleeding from the gills, so I just lifted him up with both arms and put him in my stern locker, and of course, I had beat him with a hammer about 20 times to make sure he was good and stunned so he wouldn't start thrashing and start bleeding. It took me about 30 minutes to calm down, even to figure out whether I could bait up again or not. And then after doing that, I just decided, why are you trolling again when you got to go enter the fish anyway? So I guess I got to town around 10:30 in the morning. Mark Severson asked me if I even finished my coffee, and the truth was I hadn't. I caught him on the first drag out. I was probably 20 minutes into my first drag. So.
Oh, early that morning?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, you know, I came over from town, so I got there, 7 o'clock or so, and caught him about 8 o'clock or 8:30.
But then I heard you even went fishing out after the derby, after you'd landed that again, so you weren't done.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, I fished the next day. I was looking for second place, and all the days kind of run together because I've been fishing every day since. So, Phil and Sandy Meeks went with me, and we went back to Farragut, and Phil got a nice one. He came in 9th place, I think, overall. And again, it was one of those first drag in the morning, kind of on the north side of Farragut there. And that was all we got that day. We fished the rest of the day, and then the last day of the derby, I didn't fish derby. I just went south sport fishing and had some fun. Picked up one small one, lost another one, knocked a 26-pounder off of the boat with the net.
That one you can laugh about.
Yeah, well, you know, that happened first thing in the morning, too, so I was pretty mad at myself. I'm glad I bumped that one off and not the other one.
Yeah, okay. Anything else people should know about this win? Are you going to be back for more next year?
Oh, yeah, I'll be here next year as long as my wife keeps letting me come up here. Yeah, I'd really like to thank Mark Severson for teaching me Farragut and teaching me how to bait. And a friend of mine, John Walkish, he couldn't make it up this year. I trolled a lot with him, and he's, you know, anybody who trolls king salmon has to learn from somebody, and those two guys pretty much taught me everything I know about king salmon fishing.